you analyze how land is done this year? Sort of, what do you credit for this, that significant jump?
You know what, the kid, I think I said it earlier. Number one, he's committing himself more to film study. He's coming in to the meetings with good questions and doing a great job of just, you know, accepting his role in any role we put him into. And so that's the first thing. And the next thing, the kid is working hard. I mean, he's kept his weight down. He's hovering right around that 215 mark, which has been great for him, so therefore he can continue to run and play fast the entire game. And again, he's trusting the system, so that's what I contributed to. I mean, he's done a good job, you know, the first 9 games of the season for us.
Dave, when he got here, you know, since he's gotten here, I think it's 25 games now, he's played with 6 different guys in that safety tandem. Is it a commitment to the system and not necessarily the guy next to him that you would consider, you know, to praise what he's been able to do? Because I would imagine that's not easy.
It's not easy. That's the one thing that Landon and I talk about quite often is the number of guys that he's having to line up beside. And so I think it's a little bit of both. I mean, he's committing to the player that's beside him because, one, you better have some trust in the man that's beside you. And so... But at the same time, he's also trusting and believing in the system. And he's able to, I mean, last year he played over 1,100 snaps as a rookie. And so coming into this year, he's the vet. He's the vet. He was the vet in my room at the beginning of the year. I told him that as far as games and, you know, the number of starts that he's had. So he's done a good job. He's done a good job, and I know he will continue because that's the type of player he is.
When Nat and Darren went down, could you have envisioned Andrew stepping in the way he has?
You know, it's funny that you asked that because when all the rookies come in, I explained to all the rookies that I'm going to treat you guys as if you're starters. I said, and I'm going to coach you guys as if you're starters. And so, and I gave them, of course, past stories, being that I've been here for a little while, so I've had a little experience with the guys that are coming in as free agents, whatever it may be. But from day one, what Andrew showed was a commitment to taking excellent notes. And so with that being said, we all know if you write things down, just as you all are doing right now, it's a little easier for you to remember it. And then as you go back and look at it again and kind of put it all together. But that kid, you look at his notebook, he's done a heck of a job at taking notes. And then not only taking the notes, but then applying it when he goes out on the practice field. And, of course, that has translated as well over there in MetLife Stadium. So, and I told the kid, and as well as all the other guys, when you come in here as a rookie free agent, you're a starter. You have to think that way. I think we all remember Jeffrey Pope, I believe, who was a corner that played in the Dallas playoff game back in 07. I mean, that kid was on the practice squad most of the year, and then he had to go in and play some snaps. And so, but you never know when your number is going to be called, and you have to be ready.
Was it tough for you, maybe selfishly, for your position when he got cut? Did you want
to? You know what? I'm actually okay with the fact that they released him because I knew he was going to be back with us on the practice squad. So having to be able to continue to mold a young man who has that intellect, that's what you want as a coach. He may not be the biggest, the fastest, the most glamorous-looking guy. Probably sure my wife said the same thing when she married me. But the thing is that there's something about this kid that I saw in him, and it's showing up on Sundays. And one of the things I tell all the guys is that I'm not going to praise you, because once you start praising someone, just like my golf swing, once you give me a praise, oh, man, that's a great shot, next thing you know, I shank it in the woods. So I'm not sitting here praising these guys. And I tell them all the time, until we're on that float, and we see the confetti coming down. Right now, guys, we haven't accomplished anything. And I gave them a good outlook this morning. Everyone wants to talk about the playoffs. That's great. That's fine and dandy. But you know what? You need to win one game a week. You need to go 1-0 each week, because there's teams in the past that have gone 10-6, 11-5, who have not made the playoffs. So as far as playoffs, I'm not even concerned about any of that talk. And so I let these guys know, win one game a week. And the most important game is the next one on our schedule, which is the Chicago Bears.
How difficult is that? You have a lot of young players who haven't been to the playoffs.
Yeah, you know what? And again, I to me, to be honest with you, for me to sit here and start talking about going in deeper about a playoff run. I'm not going to do that, if you don't mind. And my thing is focusing on the Chicago Bears. But I've heard the buzz around, and I'm just trying to hone them back in to being focused. And the one thing I say on the sideline to the guys, I give them a couple of buzzwords, technique, discipline, hands. And so with that being said, they at least can come back into the game and say, okay, let me make sure I get my hands on the receivers. Let me make sure I play with proper technique.
Dave, back in week three, it seemed like Nat Burhe was really coming into his own. He has the concussion. How much has that derailed him, and do you still have confidence that he can get back and be a – you know, a factor in the secondary?
Absolutely. He's a factor. I mean, in that, the thing is that, again, he's a starter, just as Andrew, just as Matt, I mean, just as Landon Collins. And so if Matt has to go in and play 70 snaps, I feel very confident because I know where he is mentally. I know where he is mentally because I'm with him every day. And so with that being said, the fact that Matt is in the room and he is actually applying himself and he's going out to practice and he's accepting his role, which is, I think, is a big thing for a young man like that. You know, you have a kid that was a starter at the beginning of the year, right, because of DT being hurt and played a lot, but then all of a sudden he was derailed because of an injury, and now he's coming back as a guy that is accepting the role as a backup, but yet I'm constantly talking to these guys, you're all starters. So if you have to go out there and play, you're going to play as a starter, and that's what he's done. He's accepted that role.